Also here in Washington, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has decided to delay for at least 6 months the purchase of 100 refueling tankers from Boeing. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The $23.5 billion deal has been mired in controversy for years. Senator John McCain and many watchdog groups saw it as a sweetheart deal for Boeing that would cost taxpayers far too much. Yesterday, Beth Daly of the Project on Government Oversight hailed Rumsfeld's decision to delay the deal.
It shows that the secretary is taking seriously what a lot of outside watchers have been saying about this deal, which is that the deal is a corporate welfare package for Boeing rather than a project that was designed to meet a true national security need.
In making his decision, Rumsfeld relied in part on a recent study by an independent defense advisory board. It concluded that the Air Force doesn't need any new tankers immediately. A separate critical report, this one by the Pentagon's Inspector General, questioned whether the Boeing tankers could do the job under combat conditions. The six-month delay ordered by the secretary will give the Pentagon time to complete and evaluate two additional studies. One is looking at refueling alternatives to the 767 tanker, the other at overall needs of the Air Force. Asked to comment, Boeing spokesman Doug Kennett tried to convey a positive message.
We respect the secretary's decision to defer until November. We also firmly believe that the 767 is the only solution that fulfills all 26 of the Air Force's stated requirements.
Last night, a spokesman for John Warner, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said he believed Rumsfeld made the appropriate decision to return to square one and take a new look at the tanker deal from the ground up. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.